Linwood is in the Jazz Spotlight today with the all-stars of their high school's jazz band, joined by our good friend Anton Schwartz on sax. Drew Thomas is playing trumpet. Kai Decker is on the other trumpet. Kanu Vazdev plays trombone. That's Jan Sandsmark on baritone and tenor saxophones. Angelo Zane plays guitar. Who else we got here? Dylan Matthews on bass. Behind the drums is Zach Latimer. Their mentor, as I mentioned, is Anton Schwartz, a frequent guest in the KNKX studios. Please help me welcome the Linwood High School Jazz All-Stars with Anton Schwartz.
Thank you.
The Lynnwood High School Jazz All-Star Combo with their mentor Anton Schwartz at the saxophone live on 88.5, our School of Jazz studio session. Pick up with another song in just a second. First, I want to ask some questions of the band and their director. Phil Onishi is here as well. Phil, I guess you've been at Lynnwood for a few years. You've seen these kids grow from tiny freshmen. Tell us about the history of jazz at Lynnwood since you've been there.
So the history of jazz at Lynnwood since I've been there, this is my fifth year at Lynnwood High School. Mm-hmm. And although I've been in the school district a long time, my really first adventure as a band director was at Lynnwood High School over the last 5 years. And we've seen a lot of excitement, a lot of growth. The department itself, the instrumental music department at Lynnwood High School, has been growing really over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. And so I've been able to hop on to a moving train already going in that direction. And it's been exciting to see a lot of activity as far as growth goes. We've had a couple of combos in that last couple of years. We would have been involved in the School of Jazz 2012 and 2013 as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been an exciting time.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing these kids. They are polished up and ready to go. A question for Anton. Tell us about how the rehearsals went with this band. How many times did you get a chance to work it out with them? They seemed like they were...
We got to meet three times.
Yeah.
It was great to work together. I got to say, these kids are involved in so much stuff that we felt like we really had to pack it into a tiny space, you know, between classes and a baseball game and this and that. And so, it was a lot of fun working together.
Now, this is a bit of an unusual lineup as we don't have a piano player in the band. And I wonder if there's any things that you have to think about when you're working in a band that's got an unusual lineup as a younger musician, especially without a piano there. What do you think?
Well, we do have a guitar. Angelo is, you know, covering that bass.
Yeah, and he's got so the chords going.
That, yeah, covers the harmonic padding. But the other thing is it's in a way easier when you have a bunch of horns. You know, there's not as much necessity for a piano because, on the other hand, there's the responsibility. Like, what are you going to do with all these horns? You don't want to just play unisons, you know. So it's fun. They had an arrangement you'll be hearing later by a tune by Peter Daniel. And I wrote up a couple of arrangements on, you know, Sugar and this next Frank Foster tune that we're going to be playing. So try to put them to use.
It sounds great to me. I want to bring in one of the trumpet players, Drew Thomas. Now, we had Robert Glasper in here last week with a bunch of students, and he was talking about how most young students are learning big band charts, and not many of them have a chance to work out in combos at this age. Can you tell us a little bit of the difference between a big band and a combo work?
Yeah, for me, it's a little bit more relaxed in combo work because I play lead trumpet on big band tunes, so it feels like there's a lot of pressure to hit notes all the time and things like that. So I think it's more free, and that's really why I enjoyed doing combo work, and it's been a good time working with these guys and people who have graduated in the past from Lynnwood. So that's kind of how I've gotten into it, is upperclassmen just kind of like, hey, let's jam after school, and that's kind of how it starts.
Jan, let's bring our sax player Jan Sandsmark to the microphone. Tell us about what you can learn going to see live jazz. It's one thing to be playing it, but tell us about the opportunities to go out and catch great musicians live and what you can learn watching them.
Yeah, I mean, I love live jazz. It's a lot of fun, and there are a ton of things you can learn from it. You can realize a lot of things you might not be doing very well or at all, but because of that, seeing professionals play, you learn a lot about yourself and what you can do to improve and how to make your solos better and how to jam with a band better and just play a whole lot better. And it's so much fun, and there's so many great opportunities to do it.
Yeah.
So
these kids here, they play, they listen, and they go and check it out live. And that's the three things you got to do to be learning on the fly. And let's bring Anton back into the band and hear our next song. It's an arrangement he did of a Frank Foster tune. It's the Lynnwood High School Jazz All-Stars with Anton Schwartz live on 88.5. Hit it. Anton Schwartz on the saxophone, mentoring the all-stars of the Linwood High School Jazz Band live on 88.5 for the School of Jazz session. We've got Drew Thomas and Kai Decker on trumpets, Jan Sandsmark on sax, Kanu Vazdev at the trombone, Angelo Zane at the guitar, Dylan Matthews bass, Zach Latimer drumming. And Anton, I wanted to ask a little bit about the solo. I have some fantastic solos from the players in the band so far. And I wonder, there's kind of a short trip from soloing to composing. And I wonder if there's any tips for young improvisers starting to learn to write their own music.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say start simple. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to invent the next, you know, shredding super fast line, right? You wanna be where you are, not where you wanna be. And by mm-hmm. perfecting where you are, you get to be where you wanna be. So the same thing applies in soloing. You know, play the stuff that you can hear. Not the stuff that, well, my fingers are moved this fast, you know. So I would say the same in composing. You know, try to hear something and put it down rather than just using all the abstract tricks in the book, right? You know, start simple and build from there.
Be yourself. That's a good one. I want to bring Kanu up to the microphone. The term jazz is getting more and more difficult to define. What does jazz mean to you, Kanu?
To me, it means to express your voice to the audience and that you're in a calmful and fulfilling place. So it's like you can express yourself to the audience, show that, you know, that's my voice and that's nobody else's voice. And you can invent, you know, your own ways of expressing what you're trying to say. And that's what jazz means to me.
Excellent. And Kai, the other trumpeter, just had a great solo on that last song. The world of jazz is a big one. Kind of as big as the world of music. And I wonder if you're listening to strictly jazz or you're listening to a lot of different music, and how does that affect the way you play?
I think, honestly, having a large variety of music to listen to is a great way to kind of get ideas for different solos or, like, music ideas or things like that. Me, personally, if I'm not tuned to 88.5, I'm usually tuned to a classical station or... even sometimes I'll be listening to a little bit of drum and bass. Just really what it helps to do is it helps to get a idea of different styles and then different melodic ideas that you could really use in your solos or say you could take some of the rhythms or exercises that you see in a lot of different genres and you can apply them to jazz. You can take, like, maybe a cool, like, little lick that you heard in maybe some sort of electro song, and you can take it and translate that into more of a big band kind of style, and it would, 9 times out of 10, if you alter it correctly, it would still work. So
he's got big plans, folks. And speaking of big plans, I want to bring Drew over one more time, our School of Jazz guest DJ, next Thursday night at 8 o'clock on 88.5. The school year is coming to a close in just a couple of years, and everybody's wondering what the seniors are doing next. Do you have plans after high school to study more jazz? You think professional, teaching, just for fun?
Yeah, I would definitely like to continue this on into college. And I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm really leaning towards Whitworth University right now and their jazz program over there. They've already reached out to me about playing jazz there. And I know my director, Mr. Onishi, has said that the main goal of this music program is to for people to carry music on in their lives for a long time. And so... I want to do that, and I hope that all these people next to me, these awesome people, would think that too.
Fantastic. And up next, we're going to hear a really cool version of a local song by a brass band. Anton, you want to introduce this song for us?
Oh, well.
Well, Jan. Should have Jan introduce this song. Yeah.
So this is a song called The Adventure Song, written by Peter Daniel, played with 45th Street Brass. Peter Daniel is my private teacher. Absolutely amazing guy, amazing writer. He has awesome music, so I recommend checking out him and his band, 45th Street Brass.
All right, Peter, I hope the check's in the mail. Let's hear from the Linwood High School Jazz All-Stars with Anton Schwartz live on 88.5. Thank you.
We'll be right back.